This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So Shazam, it's been around for a long time, actually. I feel like it's one of the original apps. And I re-downloaded it this morning after I read this story. But basically, if you don't know what a song is, like you hear something, oh, what is it? You can hold your phone up and it listens to it and it tells you what
it's
it
is. Database of music.
Right. You can even sing something into it and it'll, you know, oh, I have this thing from a song stuck in my head and sing it. And sometimes it can identify that. Shazam just released a list of the 10 most Shazammed songs of all time. Because I guess they can.
Of all times?
Oh, that's interesting.
The 10 most Shazammed songs of all time.
Are these popular songs?
They are.
Very popular, yes.
Very popular. So,
modern songs, then.
Uh-huh.
So do we guess?
You can, sure. I mean, it
there's
got
to be a Taylor
Swift. Random.
There's got to be a Taylor Swift song.
In the top 10? No.
No. How about Justin Bieber? Is there Justin Bieber?
No. Oh. Not in the top 10.
Wow.
Are they hip-hop artists?
All different. Yeah, they're all different. There's all kinds of, well.
Not really any hardcore rap, though.
Yeah, no, but they're all.
Rihanna.
Top, no, she's not on there.
What?
No.
Maybe those people, like, they already know. Like, they're so popular that, so mainstream that people just know Rihanna. As opposed to these songs.
Because some of these, I know, they're popular songs, but it is like, you might go, who sings this? Or
who's that Barry Manilow kid we kind of play? He's not Barry Manilow, but he's kind of like that. He's sort of
Sam Hunt?
Soft and friendly.
Sam Hunt?
Maybe.
Sam Smith?
Barry
Manilow.
How's the song go?
Yeah,
sing well,
the song.
I'd love to help you with that, but I
sing
can't.
Sing it, then we'll Shazam it.
Let's hear a little bit of the song.
I don't know. He likes stuff. I don't know.
He likes stuff.
Yeah, he seems to like stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. He just seems super friendly and nice.
Any lyrics you remember?
I don't, actually.
Well, you've given us a lot of clues. Maybe one of our listeners will be able to guess what it is.
Is Coldplay on that list?
No, I guess people know them. These are a lot of these, you know, it's funny. There's a couple names on here that are not one-hit wonders. But there are, for the most part, these are songs where the people have one big song. And so people are trying to figure it out.
Is it Mendes?
Sam Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. Oh, the
Stitches?
The young.
He seems like a nice boy.
Mercy.
You know.
Is he there?
Stitches, right?
Yeah. Is he there?
Did I get it?
Is Shawn.
No, that's not on the list, though.
It's not on the list?
It's not, but is this who you're talking about?
Yeah, this is the guy.
He likes stuff.
Listen to him.
Did you say Barry Manilow?
I don't know.
Barry Manilow.
Nice enough.
Seems like a nice guy.
Boy.
Sure. He writes pretty little songs. He writes the songs.
Are any of the people on the list Alice artists?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Maroon 5. Is Maroon 5 on
there? Adele. It's Adele.
No, Adele's
not. Is Alanis Morissette on there?
No.
Jewel.
No. Number 10 is Thrift Shop, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. 16.1 million times people have asked Shazam to identify, which actually seems kind of low when you think about all the people using, but I guess. Number 9 is definitely an Alice song, Hozier, Take Me to Church. So that's been Shazammed 18.6 million times.
Wow. People are suggesting Michael Bublé, James Blunt, Gavin DeGraw.
None of those.
None of those.
All right.
No. Ed Sheeran comes in at number 8, Thinking Out Loud.
Let's hear it.
18.7. People are like, who the hell is this? Take me into your loving arms. OMI, Cheerleader, is number 7.
Oh, my God, this is the worst song. Oh, help. I turned that off.
You don't like this one?
Oh,
how can you like Drake and not like this?
This is nothing
you
like
Drake. You cannot
compare
those two.
My God.
But I do like this song. But
don't even compare them. I can't. Oh, my. Help.
Think of it a little more.
Yeah, I want to play it even more now.
I know. Now that Huma doesn't like it, I want to torture him.
Let's add this to the Friday montage.
Anyway, that's number seven. It's been shazammed. Is that what you call it when you shazam
something?
Yeah, I suppose. 18.7 million times. Here's one that I'm not super surprised. Number six is Clean Bandit. People are like, who the F is this?
Well, and then they get the name Clean Bandit and go, who the hell?
Clean Bandit. Sometimes I hear band names and I think that's just the name they had when they got famous. Like, they're actually bummed. They had a cooler name 2 years ago. Change the name all the time. The Rather Be. 18.8 million people have shazammed Rather Be. This one, I love this song. It's the Hobbit tune.
Who is this?
Why don't you shazam it? It's Passenger.
All right.
Let her go.
Well, they all have something in common. They're friendly as hell, aren't they? Every one of them.
This seems
like a nice boy.
He seems tiny and non-threatening. With big hairy feet. He's a hobbit. 19.6 million times that's been shazammed.
Sheesh.
I guess his voice is just unusual enough that people were like, let's give this a try. Let's see if we can get a hit with this dude. All right. Number four is Gautier.
Yeah.
Somebody that I used to know.
Sure.
Where's the next Gautier song, huh?
He had one more. Are they? Is it a he or are they? I think it's a they.
I have no idea.
They had one more song after this
really?
One.
Really? What was it?
Well, I can't even name bands I like. Mm.
That's the thing. He didn't have another song. They tried, but it never... I mean, this is the song. 19.9 million people have shazammed this tune. Used to know somebody. Number three is Major Lazer with Mo and DJ Snake. Lean On.
Oh, this is a good song.
That was number three. That's the number three most shazammed song. 20 million people have shazammed it. Number two is Robin Thicke with T.I. and Pharrell. Blurred Lines.
Oh.
It's a good video.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder, because they got sued by Marvin Gaye's estate, right?
Right.
I wonder if Shazam ever gets this one wrong and pops up the other song. I don't know how accurate Shazam is. I have it on my phone. I'm going to try and use it now.
Are you?
Well, I mean, I do think often, like, oh, I wonder what song this is. I wonder what that is.
Do you?
Yeah, and then I quickly just move on from it.
Right.
All right. You go back to Counting Lights.
Alexa, what's this song? Right. Exactly. And the number one, Human loves this song.
Oh. Here we go.
Sure. That's the Marvin Gaye.
Yeah,
I love
boy,
it.
Boy, those.
The number one most shazammed song, 22.3 million times it's been shazammed. It's Avicii. Wake Me Up.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, I thought this
love
was.
I this one. It's okay.
Oh.
I love this one.
Oh, you
yeah,
do?
It's brand
I do, yeah.
This song, though, of all the songs,
Aloe Black. That's the artist singing.
Oh.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of those guys that just puts a song together?
Yeah, Avicii's one of those DJs that just produces tracks and puts people on them.
That's great.
Dope. Your kid in the future.
We'll see. He starts his internship with Tommy Igo this weekend.
Wait a minute. Yeah Right does?
Yep.
Yeah Right's doing an internship with Tommy Igo.
Well, we'll see if it works out. Maybe Tommy kicks him to the curb. I don't know.
Well, yeah, what does that consist of? Getting Tommy drinks? I mean, what does he do?
Maybe. Well, he's got to organize. He's got an assistant, and so Sean's going to shadow that guy. He's got a show this weekend, and he's going to go and work it. I guess it'll be a lot of gophering and running. And
get me my gin. I can't get straight.
Right. Oprah Winfrey. Boy, I don't know why I love her so much, but I do. I'm like, every time I see an Oprah story, I'm like, ooh, what's Oprah doing?
The Shazam Jamie Foxx thing. Did you have that story? Remember?
Oh, no. Did you give me that? I never did see it.
I gave it to you like at 6.
So there is a show based on Shazam that Jamie Foxx is hosting, and it's a competition. It's like, can you beat Shazam? Mm-hmm. Can you Shazam something faster?
Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to play a clip from a song, and you've got to be able to identify it before.
I think it's a team, teams of two. Mm-hmm. They battle each other, and then winners go to beat Shazam.
Oh.
I think that that's
so the way first, you battle humans.
Yeah.
And then you take on Shazam.
Right. And it comes out May 25th. Jamie Foxx is hosting it and also executive producer.
What a strange thing for Jamie Foxx to be doing.
Why?
Hosting a TV show. I don't know. I think of him as just being like way bigger than that. That seems like something Regis Philbin would do.
Well, everyone's doing it these days.
I guess.
Alec Baldwin is doing it.
People
want
to be on TV's where it's happening.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Steve Harvey. What
is
he involved
in? Yeah, he got another show this last week. I forgot what it is. But
isn't it Showtime at the Apollo? He's going to make a weekly series now?
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Busy.
Busy. Mm. So anyway, it reminded me of Shazam.
Right.
So Oprah. Oprah.
Yeah, back to Oprah. Sizzles.
Sizzles.
Love Oprah.
Do you?
I do. Well, and I love her favorite things because, and listen, some of them no one can afford. I get it. Her favorite things are, you know, a Learjet or whatever. but locally here, one of her favorite things, and this is, you know, this is, she's actually calling this her greatest extravagance. She loves bread. And right up the street in St. Helena, there's a little place called the Model Bakery.
It's so funny that you say she loves bread, because when you just said Oprah, all I could think of, and I know she's very accomplished and everyone loves Oprah, but I was thinking of those commercials
like
where
the Weight Watchers are,
where she's around a table with her friends and they're like, we all lost weight, yay,
and she says, I love bread,
and here we are. Good
she
for
loves
her
bread. But I gotta say, I'm thinking I need to try this Oprah's favorite thing. I guess she made these this is in Napa Valley in St. Helena, a place called the Model Bakery, and she says that her greatest extravagance in life is flying in English muffins from the Model Bakery. She said there's a specific English muffin made by these two women in this wonderful bakery in Napa Valley. I know it's not a good carbon footprint to fly in your English muffins, but that's what she does. She named them as part of her holiday favorite things list in 2016. And in her description of the muffins, she wrote, I don't have to tell you how much I love bread. She tells us all the time. These English muffins are my current carb of choice. Crunchy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and scrumptious all over, especially when slathered with the amazing Clif Family preserves that are included. Full disclosure, I took a few bags home from the shoot. So the woman who owns Model Bakery, Sarah Mitchell, confirmed Winfrey loves these English muffins. She told the Napa Valley Register last year that I guess when Oprah was hanging out in wine country, she tried the muffins. She says she had the chance to taste our English muffins and really loved them. We've been sending her special orders for a while. We're thrilled when we learned that they'd be featured as one of her favorite things for 2016. I guess back in 2013, they were making about 1,000 of these English muffins a day. Like, people who knew about them loved them, and they had enough people wanting them that they had to make 1,000 a day.
Wow.
I'm sure that things have escalated since then.
Oh, you don't have a number?
I don't.
You're not going to...
Oh,
the suspense is going to kill me. What have they ramped up to?
Well, and here's, you can get them for, it's $40 for a dozen English muffins and a jar of these preserves.
Where do I go?
They're made of focaccia dough.
Focaccia
dough, all hand-shaped by the bakers, then cooked in skillets using clarified butter. My guess is they make them faster than that now. They must have to make them faster, right? I mean, 1,000 a day.
Unless their deal is, look, this is what we make.
Oh.
You got to get in line.
They could just charge more for them, right?
And you're going to, and when they're gone, they're gone. That's the smart move, is to keep them
right
like that. Then the quality's still high, and they're gone every day.
Right.
Looks like they have two locations now, one in St. Helena, the other one in Napa, in that public market. Remember where we had?
Yeah.
Who's they? Yeah.
The kitchen.
The model bakery.
Shame, Model Bakery.
At the Oxbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love English muffins.
Oh. So you'd love to try
these? Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? That was a total shameless plug for, come on. My model bakery right up the street.
So they're just normal English muffins. They're not like cranberry English muffins.
Well, they sound like they have their own special recipe that makes them ultra amazing. You know, maybe.
Now, people are going nuts. People are texting in.
Oh, do they love them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you go there?
I mean, listen,
every day?
I'll slum it with the Thomas's English muffin. I think those are fine.
Slum it.
What's the name of this bakery again?
Model
How many
bakery.
Times will we have
bakery.
To say it?
Where are they located?
St. Helena and Napa.
One of the Oxbow, remember? Yeah.
Well, Hooman, I'm glad you're
back.
I'm glad you're here. Because speaking of people's favorite things, I'm looking at a picture of Drake's Bridge right now.
Oh, hell yeah. That's how you know someone's loaded.
You guys, he's got a bridge
in his backyard.
Over the grotto that is his pool. It's amazing.
It is.
He's the latest celebrity whose home was burglarized. Oh. However, the criminals take about $10 in water and soda.
What?
Yeah, it's some fan broke in. I guess a member of Drake's crew walked into the house at 10:30 p.m. on April 3rd and found a 24-year-old woman in one of the bedrooms wearing one of Drake's hoodies. I guess she was going to take that, too. The cops were called, and the woman told them she had permission to enter, which she did not.
Oh.
She then confessed to she drank some Pepsi, Sprite, and Fiji water. She was super thirsty. So she drank $10 worth of junk at the house. Drake was not home at the time. It's unclear how she got in the house or how long she was there. No signs of forced entry. She was arrested and charged with felony burglary. It doesn't matter if you take $100,000 or a couple sodas. If you enter illegally and take stuff, it's a felony.
Good.
Here's a picture of the bridge, Vinny, in case you forget how amazing it is. I don't know if it's just the angle on that shot. It looks way less impressive than it did in the last time we saw
I'm thinking I can clear that without even touching the bridge.
Hooman,
it's not even.
I want you to take a look at the bridge.
Yeah, that's.
The house seems less impressive. Like
it's janky, man. Yeah. I can make that jump.
What do you think, Hooman?
I'm not even kidding.
The bridge.
That's the bridge. That's the one.
All right. What do you want me to Google?
Are you telling me Drake has more than one bridge?
Yeah. There's got to be. I'm telling you, I can clear that.
Yeah, that's a very.
It's more than one step, but I can easily clear that.
Oh, they're searching for it.
Yeah, that's it.
In the meantime, I'll give you the.
Just pull up the bridge.
Is it the one? The same one?
Yeah.
Here's the one that Hooman says is the real version right here.
Oh, that's not his bridge.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
It's like the size of the Bay Bridge.
You weirdo.
Kid Rock, just really quickly, last note here. He has locked down his longtime girlfriend. It looks like TMZ got some shots of the ring. They were hanging out. Let's see. I'm not sure where she is here, but she's hanging somewhere at a Kid Rock show. Her name is Audrey Berry. And
Audrey Berry is Kid Rock's girlfriend.
And now fiance, Minnie, okay. It looks like.
Audrey Berry.
Audrey Berry.
Who is that?
How hot is she?
She's pretty cute. Good looking girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you looked her up?
Boy, that was quick.
Of course.
It looks like about 2 weeks ago. Oh, she was on a Kid Rock fan cruise.
Oh.
Okay. I guess he does cruises with fans. And it's so funny because even in the pictures, like, she keeps looking at, like, I don't know how long she's had it, but she's looking down, smiling at it, and touching it, and adjusting it on her hand.
Oh.
They've been together almost 10 years.
Really?
This will be his second marriage. He was married to Pam Anderson in 2006 for, like, a minute.
That's There's why I pictured him with a blonde bombshell, not this gal.
You know, it's... Okay. Oh. Well, she's like a brunette bombshell. She's pretty hot.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's a good looking
She's
girl.
Hating that looking down picture. Her chin's like just dropping below.
Yeah. Don't. Poor thing.
Gotta play my favorite song from Kid Rock here.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, we're out of time.
No,
everybody.
We're not.
Here's Sarah singing, everyone.
All right.
But they won't tell.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, that's incredible.
This more of this song. Let this
so
play.
Good.
Oh, my God. We're done.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde. Technology that saves lives. Right now, we'll take caller number 9-800-400-3697. You'll score a pair of reserve seats at the advanced screening of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in San Jose. It opens in theaters everywhere on May 5th, and you get to see it before everybody else. Call now. Caller number 9-800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house... What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union.
.com.
What? Nobody said the .coms? All right. Here's what's happening. These stories keep coming around. It's so weird. Benicia High School teacher arrested for sex with student.
Oh, geez. Right here at home.
23-year-old Benicia High School teacher was arrested on Monday on suspicion of sex and, can you say oral copulation?
You just did.
Oh, right.
With a minor. Rihanna Lane turned herself into the Benicia Police Department Monday. Her arrest follows a previous arrest earlier this month for an alleged marijuana possession on campus and stolen property.
Oh, my.
She's on a run.
Having a hard time.
Yeah. Anyway, they say this inappropriate relationship was with a 17-year-old student. If you haven't been able to figure it out, Rihanna Lane is a lady.
Yeah.
And here's her picture. Good looking chick?
Regular looking. I would say she's average looking lady.
Yeah.
Not unattractive. Not particularly fabulous. Not that that matters.
I just don't.
They should really teach that a little more solidly in teacher school. Don't do any of your students.
Right.
It's really, you'll get in a lot of trouble. Control yourself. Remember, you're the adult. They're the child.
Dating scene's a drag. Mm. It's hard to find that dude.
Yeah. If you really like him, though, you can wait till he graduates.
Good looking. In his 30s. Makes good money, seems well-rounded and like a nice gentlemanly type. That dude, hard to find.
A unicorn, really.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. But that doesn't mean you can date your students. No. You can't. No. No. No.
Yeah, don't date students.
Oh, and add to the unicorn list. And wants to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Actually wants the same things you want. They're just not out there. Sorry, friends.
Ah, so funny. Mm. I mean, it's sorry. I'm laughing at your love life. Not you, teacher. You need to stop boning students.
Yeah,
but, you know, the
funny.
Rest of you out there right. Were like, yeah, where is that guy? Yeah, there's just not enough of those to go around.
Nope. Where? It's hard these days. Hard out there. For a girl.
For a teacher. For a fam.
Right.
Two brothers in England just started selling clear coffee.
Oh.
Comes in a bottle and you're supposed to drink it cold. They say it's made from high quality coffee beans and pure water. It took them 3 months how to figure out a secret formula to make it clear without any chemicals or artificial ingredients. They say they mainly wanted to create it because we are heavy coffee drinkers, and like many other people, we struggle with teeth stains.
Oh.
There's nothing on the market that would suit our needs. The taste is strong, like a potent cold brew. By the way, have you had a cold brew before? Not iced coffee at home, but at Whole Foods the other day, I always go through the drink section. It's near the vegetables at my Whole Foods. And I just pick a drink out
to
try
something
new.
I love that you do
that. And Pete's Cold Brew. It's so good. And you just drink it right from the bottle, and it's strong. And there's no milk, though.
So is it like black?
Yeah, it's black, strong coffee, but it's just
bottled. What do you pay for a bottle of that?
I couldn't say.
Mm. Pete's has a new... iced coffee that's really good that I tried the other day. I think it's called Nitro or so good.
Was it bottled or did you get it at the store?
You pay for it there. You
at Pete's
Nitro. Yeah.
Well, they have they have an iced coffee bean.
Nitro cold brew.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. That's it. so good.
I have to say the best iced coffee, they don't have it up here. It's called Bullet. Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, incredible.
The best iced coffee, as far as I'm concerned, is what's getting cold in my coffee pot right now at home.
Bullet?
Yeah.
Pouring that over ice in about two hours.
Where'd you get that?
So whenever I go to these like kind of super swanky like TED-like events, there'll be, you know, these there'll be these vendors there, and these guys just happen to be at every single one of these kind of big techie events, and I'm like, damn, this is some good stuff.
Bullet.
Mm-hmm. Bulletproof, sorry, bulletproof.
Oh, that's, I was trying to figure out what he was talking about. Bulletproof is that coffee that all those CrossFitters drink.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And they make it with like butter.
Yeah, with like
that's the thing you were telling me about yesterday.
Coconut butter, I think.
It's a whole recipe. Yeah, it's supposed to keep you from. So the thing about that is it's kind of meal replacement. You're supposed to have that.
It's got a bunch of fat in
it. And it fills you up enough to hold you through your morning workout or whatever.
So you're all jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah.
You got a little bit
of
something
for your body to
draw on. I know
people who swear by it.
Huh. I swear by it.
But I've never had the ability to make it regularly.
Coffee, butter, and oil.
Yeah. That's it. Mm. I thought that's what you were talking about, but I was like, Bullet. Must not be.
I forgot the proof.
Right. Anyway, Clara Coffee, everyone. You want to try that? Two brothers in England invented it.
I just don't know how they got it to be clear.
I don't know.
It seems strange.
You know what? Don't drink coffee.
Just drop a couple no-dos in a bottle of water.
There you go.
You'll be all set. Same thing.
YouTube's the best. Yes, it is. You want to learn something? YouTube will teach you.
It's true. How many times have I gone there? How do I?
Anything.
Right.
Name it.
Right.
I told you one time, this was years ago, but I had this pair of shoes that squeaked when my... when I walked, they just, the stupid things, I'd wear them and they'd be like, ree, ree, ree.
Like sneakers?
They were sneakers, a pair of Adidas. They're, I can't think of the name of them, Gazelles. And I just typed in my dumb Adidas Gazelles squeak. How do I fix it? And there were videos there about, take a little sandpaper to this spot right here.
Uh-huh.
No more squeak.
Wow.
I was like, freaking YouTube.
That's cool. Or like that little kid? I don't know what story you're going to do right now.
The little kid that learned to drive on YouTube.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is that it?
An 8-year-old kid in East Palestine, Ohio, wanted to get some McDonald's on Sunday night after his parents went to sleep. So he was going to take their van and drive there, but he needed to learn how to drive. So he went to YouTube, watched some videos, and then gave it a shot. So he and his 4-year-old sister hopped in the car. Headed straight to McDonald's to get some cheeseburgers. Mom and dad, sound asleep.
Oh, my God. Did they successfully?
They did success. YouTube educated the kid really well. According to the witness, they say that he followed all the driving laws, stopped for lights, made perfect left and right turns, and stayed under the speed limit. They called the cops on him anyway, though.
The people at McDonald's who were like, you're 8.
When officers got there, the kid and his sister were in the McDonald's drive-thru lane about a half a mile from their house ordering food, which he paid for out of his piggy bank. No charges will be filed, and the kids did get to eat their food.
Oh.
I'm loving it.
Wow, that's a...
Grand Theft Auto is what that is.
It's so, can you imagine, you get woken up, I mean, like, my 8-year-old, I just can't even imagine them. That's incredible. That's actually, I'm going to have to ponder that story for a while.
Why?
Just, I feel like.
Do you sign off?
Do I sign? No,
yeah.
I don't.
You don't approve
I don't approve of it.
Oh, you don't.
Okay. It's nice that the kid had some initiative. There's applaudable things in this.
You don't see that as an opportunity to send him to the store for cigarettes for you? You're not like, listen, I need a loaf of bread, milk.
When you're getting your nuggets.
Well, it is nice when your kid starts driving, they're looking for opportunities to drive places.
Mommy smokes Redbox. Oh, my God. By the way, speaking of cigarettes, you know, I don't smoke. I haven't for years, but I did.
Uh-huh.
I was at, I don't know where I was at, but the brand I used to smoke, American Spirit, Yellow Box, were $9.24 at this store. I could see them on the one pack.
It's gotten very expensive to smoke real cigarettes. What does a regular pack cost? Are those more expensive usually?
John was complaining about it. $9 for a pack of smokes.
Yeah, it's about $8 to $10 nowadays.
Oh my God.
$9.24 for one pack.
He's been getting coupons that gives him $2 off a pack.
Oh, can you imagine the way people used to be all, hey, can I get a cigarette? Absolutely not.
Right.
Hell no.
How much are like a buck a piece?
Is it 20 in a pack?
Yeah.
So it's 50 cents each now, huh?
Crazy.
Yep.
Yikes. I wonder where they're the cheapest, though. We have all kinds of taxes attached to them here.
Did you see the U.S. Navy just banned e-cigarettes on every ship of their fleet?
Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
Dangerous?
No. You think Trump would be okay with that.
You'd think it'd be better than regular cigarettes,
you
right?
You certainly would. And frankly, there's so much less impact on the world around you when you're smoking an e-cig. In my humble opinion. Like, I get it. I'm a nicotine addict, but...
Maybe it's the batteries that blow up sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Right.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact, Vincent.
Friends. You know the show, Friends.
Yeah.
Went through 3 other titles first.
Oh, yeah?
Insomnia Cafe.
Oh.
Dumb.
Six of One.
Terrible.
And Friends Like Us.
Oh.
Before they just settled on Friends.
Mm. Friends.
Friends.
Mm. How many of us have them? Friends.
In the X-Men movie.
You can depend on.
In
Friends. Sorry, go back to the X-Men movie.
In the X-Men movie in 2000, the mansion where Professor Xavier lived and trained his mutant students is the same mansion where they filmed Billy Madison. It's called Parkwood Estate, and it's just outside Toronto.
Oh. Hm.
You like that, or?
Yeah, it's. I mean, sure.
Well, you get.
I'm trying to think of the Billy Madison mansion.
You get a ton of tax breaks if you shoot in Canada.
Oh. Maybe it's like a union thing, too. Because if you're in California, you got to use the union people, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Not a single NBA player has ever had the jersey number 69.
Why not?
Why?
It's a respectable number.
It's a fabulous number. Why are we so against certain numbers? Jesus.
Yeah.
Someday, if I'm ever in the NBA, I'm going to be number 69.
There's a lot of football players with 69.
Are there?
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
69.
But that's, you know, football, you've got a helmet on. You're a little bit. In basketball, there's your face. 69. It is a really fun position.
Is it forward?
No, you know what I mean.
I do. Of course I do.
I like it.
When we end up talking about social media later on in the show, I've got something about 69.
Oh.
Well, let's talk about it right now. What do you know?
I'm going to go ahead and post a story that lists all the famous football players that wore the number 69 on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
Like who?
Well, I haven't read the article. I just found the article.
Oh, who?
That's why we were going to wait to talk about that. Because
give us the details at the top of the hour.
We hadn't gotten there yet. Understood. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Actually, I have kind of a weird music roundup and then some random things as well. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.